In the 1940s and 50s, Life magazine was one of the most popular publications in the United States. In its pages, Americans thought they saw themselves, their country, and what was most interesting in every aspect of contemporary life, from politics to culture. But at the same time, there were those who didn't like Life magazine at all. They pointed out that its practice was to throw snippets of Americanisms all together in an unmoderated, undifferentiated jumble on its pages. I remember one critic complaining that on one page, Life had put paintings by Jackson Pollock right across the fold from a story about a roller skating horse. Most readers, this critic feared, would come away from the magazine thinking that Pollock and the horse were both very talented. That inclination to lump it all together in an egalitarian pile is detrimental to understanding the arts or history. I was in Washington, D.C. recently and dropped in at the Smithsonian Museum of American History on the Mall. It's been described as America's attic, and if you tease that apart a little bit, it's not necessarily a positive description. The day I was there, this hit me particularly hard. I went from seeing the hat Abraham Lincoln was wearing the night he ventured to Ford's Theater to seeing, in a nearby case, a little Playmate ice chest, the kind with the top that pivots out of the way. Remember those? I was dismayed. It almost ruined my visit. Here was the Smithsonian presenting these things to Americans in a prestigious museum in the national capital in a way that makes both relics seem equal within the cultural detritus of a receding past. Neither has anything on the other. As there is very little hierarchy in my attic, there was very little at the Smithsonian. It occurs to me that this is the role that a critic plays, a cultural critic as well as an art critic, in part, too, a historian. They need to be able to say, this has significance, or maybe just as important, this has less significance, and have their opinion carry weight. Local critics, national critics, every level. A critic's job isn't to tell you what to like. A critic's job is to explain why a performance, an exhibit, or a work of art is important, why it's worth your time and effort to understand it better, whether you're talking about a complex play, a chamber music performance, or a display of Jackson Pollock's paintings. That's what makes serious critics a crucial part of a thriving arts scene, and why we should read their work.